people are praying around the clock for your release.
That's like you, Rose. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm sure the Lord has everything under control. You remember, he has told us that the very hairs on our heads are numbered.
But what charges could they possibly have against you?
Oh, Rose, I've been trying to tell you. Why don't you understand? There are no charges.
But then why?
Being an American can't change the fact that I am also a Jew. And my wife is a Jew. We were warned to leave sooner.
Oh, it is horrible.
I'm deeply concerned about you.
Why?
Because you don't want to understand.
Will you be quiet?
Maybe I cannot bear to understand.
But you must. You must face the fact that your life is in very great danger. You need to be free to share Christ. You need to be alive.
I will try to understand. I have not thought of it all that way.
Dear Rose, you learn quickly. I am happy that you came.
And you will get out of here soon, because I am going to stay at the American consulate until they get you out.
You will help the Lord?
Oh, yeah. I will help the Lord. That is what I was saved for.
World War II had been raging in Europe for almost 3 years. Jews in Hungary were being rounded up, transported to so-called new locations, or encouraged to flee. But to where? No country would have Jews, however valiantly that country waged war against Hitler. As the chaos in Hungary deepened, Rose tried valiantly to continue her missionary work, her heart breaking for the pain all around her. And breaking, most of all, for her own family.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Miss, excuse me. We're almost to the border. Soon the Czechoslovakians will be all over the train, and there'll be no chance to speak to you. Could I please ask you a question?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, since we left Budapest, I've watched you. You're always singing, reading your Bible. You're so very happy.
Oh, yeah, this is a wonderful day for me.
Is it possible?
Oh, yeah. I have been praying for months that I could leave Hungary and go to my family in Czechoslovakia. And here I am at the border. It is a miracle.
Well, that's what everyone needs these days. I don't think there are so many miracles in the world.
Oh, you are right. There are not miracles in this world. But there is another world, the kingdom of God, where everything is a miracle. Like me getting to see my family, even for just a few days.
Passport! You are now at the border of Czechoslovakia. Passport, please. Passport.
Thank you, Lord. We should be very angry at you for coming here, but it is so wonderful to see you.
Do not scold her for 1 second, Felice. We have only 4 days.
Oh, and I have so much to tell you.
I do not have any coffee, but there is lovely hot water, and I have a little tea.
Oh, Mama, Felice. Oh, you know, it is too incredible to be here.
But you both look so thin.
When the twins wake up, you will see who has been eating all the food.
They are 8 now?
Yes. They do not sleep well, Rose. I'd take you right in to see them. But if they are asleep, I am so afraid to wake them up.
Oh, it is all right. I can wait until morning.
But look at you. You look so happy.
I am happy, Mama.
Rose, how can you even say that? When so many of our people are suffering so terribly. You always have to be different. But to say you are happy now in these times...
Sit down, Mama. Felice, never mind about the tea.
Sit down, Felice. We can have your tea later.
All my life, I have been restless and unhappy. And in the best of times, when I was in England, I was so wretched. I almost killed myself. Oh, but it was all because I was looking for peace. For shalom, Mama. And I could not find it in being a great sculptor or a dancer. Not with Louis, not with running away to England, not with coming home. Oh, it was not your fault, Mama. Do not cry. It was my own sinful heart.
Lois?
When Papa died, I could not be here. I wanted to die, too. I had wanted to die in England. I wanted to die when I got back to Europe. And more than ever, I wanted to die when Papa died. And I could not have been here to see him one last time.
But we all understood.
I know. I began to read the Bible. It was Yom Kippur, and I read the whole Bible two, maybe three times in that week. I just stayed in my room. Did not eat or sleep, and I read and I read. I was determined to find some answer, but I could not. Finally, I went with a friend to a meeting, and I heard a man preaching about our Jewish scriptures and how Messiah had come. And he showed that Jesus is Messiah, that he was the sin offering for the whole world, and that trusting in him would bring peace. And I did trust. And you see the peace I have? Even in these times.
Shall I make some tea? Mama, you mustn't cry. It weakens you.
Yeah. Let us have some of your tea.
I have brought some tracts. May I read to you the Bible?
This is Isaiah 53, Mama, verse 4. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Ours, Mama, all of it. Messiah came to bear our sorrows, not to be a great king. And look, we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Even Scripture gives the picture that Messiah would suffer.
Oh, Rose. I hope you are not going to be reading the Christian Bible to me.
I am not. I am reading from the prophet Isaiah. You can read it for yourself. Oh, and I have written down some passages for you, Felice. They are all Jewish. Look at them, Felice. Any time you want to.
If I have time, Ross.
Mind by the power of your spirit. Let her see light. Let her come to know her sins and your wonderful forgiveness and wonderful grace. The Lord, she has been so good to me, your servant all her life. Now please, for Jesus' sake.
It is not safe after the war.
I know. I do not think the borders will be open more than a few days, so I cannot try.
I know. And do not worry about us.
I have put it all in God's hands.
I will take good care of Mama. You know that.
I know.
Felice,
I have to ask you something.
What?
Did you read the scriptures?
Just a little, Rose. I am so sorry, but I did not have time.
I left you the Bible and the list of verses. Promise you will read them.
All right. I will read them.
Oh, I love you. I have to get on the train now.
Oh, Rose. Rose, I love you. I want you to know. You have always brought me so much joy as a sister.
Oh, Billy.
No. You think you were a lot of trouble to your big sister. But Rose, I loved it.
Oh, Billy.
Someday we will all be back together again with the boys. We will all find each other after the war.
Oh, no.
And I have my husband and you have God.
Oh, yeah.
And all will be well.
All will be well, indeed.
Don't forget your family. Goodbye.
Yeah. Rose, come into my room.
What is wrong?
The police have been here twice since you were gone. Look.
What is it?
They gave me this document. It is for all landlords. It says it is forbidden to rent rooms to Jews. All Jews have to be reported and sent to relocation camps. It's like Germany.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're frightened.
The paper says that anyone not obeying this new law will be sent to the camps. They told me I would be sent to the camps if I rented to a Jew.
Oh, I will leave at once.
So many people at the church have offered to try to help you get out of Hungary. You could go to Switzerland. You have blue eyes. You don't look at all Jewish. You speak perfect German because of your father. Rose.
But the Lord has not told me to go to Switzerland.
No, but he hasn't told you to go to the camps.
I do not know that.
Oh, Rose, think of what you are saying.
On the way home from the train, I saw truckloads of Jews being moved to the city. Some of them I knew. They were people I have preached to in the villages around Budapest. They waved to me.
I told the police my rumor was a Christian missionary, that you had papers from the mission to prove it, and that you went off holding gospel services.
That is true, Lillian, of course. But I'm also a Jew. Should I hide when my people are being taken by trucks and trains who knows where? Does the Lord want me to pretend to be what I am not?
But you are not pretending. You are a Christian missionary.
But that means nothing to the Nazis. A Jew is a Jew.
Oh, God, please.
Yeah. We will pray. I will ask God what he wants me to do.
There is nothing to ask. You must hide. You must get out of Hungary.
Will you help me pray?
Yes.
Then shut the door.
Oh, no. No, it's them.
Oh, they aren't stopping. Come on. Let us open scripture. I have been fasting and meditating on Psalm 80. Let us read it now. Oh, give ear, shepherds of Israel, thou who dost lead Israel like a flock, thou who art enthroned, revive us, and we shall call upon thy name.
Yes, Lord.
You and I have prayed many times. The church has prayed many times for me, for my safety. But the Lord made me a Jew. If he had not wanted me to be a Jew, he would have made me someone else. I am a Jew and I must be with my people.
Rose,
how can I be a witness to the Jews if they are all in the camps? There is only one way.
No.
I am going now.
Why?
Because people on the streets are asked for identification.
You have your employment card from the mission.
I don't know how many days that will be enough anyway. Now they are insisting on only passports. I think I will show them my passport.
No.
Lord Jesus, bless and protect this dear child of yours for all her kindness to me. Make your face to shine upon her and give her peace in Jesus' name. Goodbye, Lillian, until we meet again.
Goodbye, Rose. Perhaps you will be back for dinner?
Perhaps I will. We will see what the Lord will do.
The agony of the Jewish people of Europe was at its height. Hitler's war against the Jews had reached the phase of the final solution. Annihilation of every Jewish man, woman, and child in Europe. Rose could have tried to hide. As a Christian, as a person knowing many languages, as a blue-eyed woman, she knew she had a chance of escape. Her Christian friends pleaded with her to try. But she was a Jew, and her great concern was for the salvation of Jews. And so, leaving her fate in the hands of her God, Rose went into the streets of Budapest, carrying the identification papers that plainly marked her as a Jew. In this simple way, like so many thousands of others, she found herself taken, and in a transition camp outside of Budapest.
They have been lying here in this factory for 3 days. What will happen to us?
They do not take Hungarian Jews to Germany. They will put us in a factory to work. That is all.
Would you like me to hold your child? You look so tired.
No, I don't need anyone to hold my child.
Of course you don't.
I hear something.
You will
Oh, what happened?
Oh, sit down.
But I don't know what's happened.
Good for her.
I think we should try to find our clothes and lay down. It will be dark soon. I've lost all my food. I put mine under my mattress. You can have some bread.
But at least you brought a mattress with you.
Yeah, thanks to God. They didn't search you?
No.
The trains were already filled when I came up to the line.
Oh, now it all begins. What a night we will have. And when will they be back?
Oh, I do not know. But soon we will all be on the train.
Jesus, that you are with me. Thank you that you are my shield as I defend.
All women over 40, to the left. Run now. Run. All women with children, to the left. Action. Run now. Run.
What does it mean, Rose? What does it mean?
Do not talk.
Oh, the women, the mothers, the children, all to the left.
Look as healthy as you can.
Oh, God of Israel.
Hey! Now we will see. Stand straight when you are inspected. You, to the left. You, to the left. You, to the right. The right.
Rose, I am afraid of the dog.
Right.
They are going to attack us.
You,
we do not
right.
have to be
to
afraid
left.
Of the dog.
You, to the left. Left. To the right.
Yeah? What is this place? It is a camp called Auschwitz.
I do not understand anything. What have we done?
Can you try to sleep?
I cannot. What will happen to us here?
We will work.
Where are all the other people? The women with us on the trains, the old women, and all the children, and all the mothers. Where are they?
Maybe in another section of the camp.
Do you think so?
No.
I will kill myself. I will run into the electric fence in the morning. The guard said we are welcome to run into the electric fence.
No.
What difference does it make?
Well, one thing, you must be prepared to die.
I am prepared. I cannot live here. I cannot live without my husband. He too was taken. I do not know where.
I mean, he must be prepared to meet God.
Who can be prepared for that?
Anyone. Maybe Jews must of all. Oh, I am so sorry. I have lost my Bible. I had to throw it down before the showers. If only I had torn out a few pages and hid them in my shoe.
With 2 minutes to undress or be shot. Don't be crazy.
My sister always said that.
She is here?
Oh, no. I do not know.
An electric fence.
You must not think about suicide.
Why not?
I used to think of it. I was once going to kill myself in England.
Are you not sorry you did not know?
Oh, no. I was in such despair. I did not know God.
And you do now.
Here. I know the Messiah.
What?
I used to think I knew about the church. I knew some things about Christians.
Who do I?
But I did not know about Jesus.
What on
are you saying?
I learned about our Jewish prophecies and how Jesus, the Messiah, fulfills them, how he died for my sins.
You are crazy. You are a crazy Jew. You are not even a Jew.
Oh, but I am. I am more truly a Jew when I believe in the Messiah.
Get away from me. I do not want to hear any more. I know about the Christian God and what the Christians have done to us Jews. You make me sick.
I'm dying to see.
I want another place. I don't want to stay with this woman in this bunk.
Silence, please.
This thing is a Christian Jew. Even turning Christian did not save her from the Nazis. I want another bunk.
Well, you can climb up here if you'll just be quiet.
Stay with your Christian God and your sins. I hope you'll burn in hell for them.
I am sorry if I offended you. You do not understand.
I was listening to what you said. Do you really believe God is here in this place?
Yeah, I know he is.
Do you know any songs?
Yeah. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence
either, but I'm trying. A heavy car.
Sit down.
Relax.
Don't waste your energy on talk.
You're talking.
What?
Work or you'll all feel the butt of my gun.
Oh. All right. Are you all right?
I can't see. There is blood in my eyes.
Wait till we find him further before we stop.
Oh, no, no. If we stop at all, he will come back.
Oh, I am sorry. I cannot breathe. The wind keeps blowing the ashes into my face.
What are all these ashes from? Why are the furnaces always burning?
I am sick. Oh, Lord Jesus, help her. Give her strength for just a few more steps.
I have to stop.
Oh, let me push for you. You're almost to the top of the hill. Over the back. And we can stop and not be seen.
Let me wipe your face.
So still. Oh, you are getting your dress covered with blood.
No, it doesn't match. Oh, thank you.
Well, it does not matter to me, but there is no way to watch.
Action! Oh, oh, what do you think you are doing, Miss Drummond? Your only salvation is work. Action!
Lord, you are my salvation, my strength.
I shall shoot you for sitting down. It is not allowed.
I can do it. Don't say anything to her, Rose.
But you are bleeding so badly. Please.
You know there is no hospital here. There is only the oven.
You know this, but it burns. I know. Open, God.
I will try.
Do not try to push anymore.
I can do it for us both. Just keep your hand on the handle and I will push.
Thank you. Oh, stop talking. You will get a full shot.
I will not talk. But it is God who controls our lives, not the Nazis. It is God.
Unknown to the millions of victims of Hitler's death camps, the war was entering its final stage. German losses and defeats were profound, and labor for support of the vastly weakened military was desperately needed. The healthiest of the Jews, those judged to have 2 or 3 months of work left in them, were shipped by the thousands out of the camps to factory sites to repair ruins or work in production. So Rose found herself, along with hundreds of others from Auschwitz, in the German town of Gelsenkirchen as a slave laborer at a bombed-out oil refinery. It was the job of the Jewish women to clear away the tons of rubble with their bare hands. It was here, under conditions of torment, that two wonderful things happened.
Be careful.
I can.
Well, try not to drop the bricks on your feet.
I do not care.
Oh, you will.
Well, you have to walk back to the tent.
I am going to die today.
I will not have to walk back.
You will not die.
How do you know?
Because you still have to give your heart to the Lord Jesus.
Do you never get tired?
Always.
And why do you waste your breath?
Ruby, you asked me last night about the Messiah. Why he had to suffer. You said you understood.
I do.
And you know he died for your sins.
I am too tired to feel.
Sweet Ruby, I know. But hating is a sin.
I do not hate them. I just want to lie down and die.
If you were stronger,
then I would hate them.
See? Christ is the sacrifice for our sins. But we have to receive him. Let him be our sacrifice.
And then we will go to heaven.
Yeah.
Today?
Oh, Ruby.
Oh, I do not understand why you want to leave.
So I can tell you about Jesus.
All right. I know about Jesus. We can both die now.
Do you believe?
Yes. I think I do. I felt last night as if someone loving was standing beside me. I thought I was dreaming about my mother. I opened my eyes. She was not there. But I still felt the loving.
Oh, Ruby, then you are my Christian sister.
Do not call me a Christian. The Germans are Christians.
No, no, they are not. But it does not matter. You are a believer in Jesus.
Yeah. But Rosa, I still want to die.
Stinking garbage.
Oh, dear Father, help me. I am going to fall down. Help me, Father. Oh, thank you, Father.
It is 1 o'clock. You may eat your bread. There will be no water. You are not permitted to ask.
Oh, Lord, I am so thirsty. But you are the living water. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this bread. And for the rest. What am I sipping? What is this? This is a roll of paper. Paper? I could write down Bible verses. Oh, I can hide it under my dress. And I will just hide the roll. Oh, Lord. Some little pieces of pencil. I can make a Bible. Oh, what great blessings you give me, Lord, even in this place.
of the Germans that the oil refineries might be made operative by slave labor were to prove in vain. American bombings of oil sites became intense. The Nazis, unwilling to lose so many hundreds of slave laborers, made a forced evacuation of Gelsenkirchen. The Jews, already close to death, were herded into long, terrified lines and required to fast march all the way on foot to a distant area of Germany. The women ran, jogged, fell forward, gasped for relief, until a kind of unconsciousness set in. To fall meant instant death. Delirious with fatigue, the lines of women finally reached the munitions center of Essen, where they were to work in the best Krupp factories. Here, Rose was forced to operate heavy machinery, standing 12-hour shifts, hammering iron bars with an electric weight. For any mistake, the prisoners were beaten or killed. Speaking was not permitted, nor any break in the long day. Many simply died in their places.
I cannot see the electric hammer anymore. Oh, help me to keep it going. Oh, Lord. Oh, you are to help me. I cannot see anymore, Lord. And I do not know. Oh, God.
You think I wouldn't see? You rolling, disgusting skeleton! Get this person out of here! Bring someone else now! Action! Action!
You are doing?
The officer in my section requests a screwdriver.
I will kill you if this is a trick.
He told me to come.
Here. Here's your screwdriver. Move! Action!
And I request a Bible.
Action!
How did I say that? She did not see me. I do not understand.
Not
long enough, you've spilled it. Get to work. Action.
You.
Me?
You come to the fence tomorrow. At 2 a.m. Be there.
Why don't you go and join the Germans, Christian?
I saw you have some pages of the Hebrew Bible.
Get away from me. I cannot stand the sight of you. You have betrayed our people.
I just want to listen to you read the Psalms you have.
They are in Hebrew. You do not know Hebrew.
No, I do not. I love to hear it anyway.
Leave her alone. Let her listen. It's almost the Day of Atonement.
Oh,
you didn't know that, did you, Christian?
You didn't know it either until Sarah told you. Sarah keeps track of all the holy days.
A German officer told me to meet him at the fence.
You're not going to do it, are you?
I do not know. I do not know what he wants.
To kill you or rape you? What else? Maybe that's what Christians like.
I would not go.
It is
very strange. And he would not have to ask me to meet him if all he wanted to do was kill me or rape me.
Oh. Everyone has gone crazy. Listen to her.
And she's right.
Oh, please read.
Go ahead, Rachel. It doesn't matter. She cannot even understand.
Valley of the shadow of death. Thou art with me. O dear God, protect me from every evil intent of this soldier. Oh, he's there. On the other side of the fence, wait. It is 2:00.
Here. You will have to hide this.
Take it. Ooh.
What is this?
The Bible. It is the Day of Atonement. And the Lord has given me a Bible. A Bible I can read. God has given me a Bible.